budget has been the gilt stamp on every page of it. A budget that shows up for developers, for landlords, for investors and leaves workers behind. It's like that you sat down before the budget and looked and said to yourself, how many of these election promises that I made, how many do you think I can break in this budget? Because that's what you did. And I want to address some of the broken promises that you yourself made. The first one on income tax. You said, I believe we can do about $1.4 billion each year in tax measures over the next 5 years, and that will be made up of both changes to income thresholds and also changing the entry points to various USE bans. That's you speaking to the Irish Times in November last year, 1 week before the election. You broke that promise on Tuesday. And one of the largest tax-cutting packages in the history of the state, at a time when it was never more needed, you couldn't even give ordinary workers a single cent in an income tax boost. You betrayed Taoiseach to over 2.5 million workers, and that's on you. But you did find the money for big tax breaks for developers and for landlords, and it says everything about your priorities. The second broken promise that you delivered on Tuesday is on student fees. You said, I think we really need to phase out third-level fees. I have strong views on that. That's you speaking on social media in November last year, just 2 weeks before the election. So what happened, Taoiseach? How can you phase out student fees when you're asking parents and students to pay €500 more this year than they paid last year? Because that's what you did in this budget. And no matter how hard you try and spin, you'll try and do it again, I've no doubt about it. You said you had their backs. You said that you had the backs of the students of Ireland, but you have double-crossed them. That's what you've done. Another broken promise. And the third one, on childcare costs. Speaking to the Irish Independent in October last year, just a month before the election, you pledged to deliver €200 per month childcare and that you would do it quickly. Here's what you said. I actually believe the cost bit we can deliver quite quickly. I believe it can be delivered in the early time of the government. Fine Gael pledged to produce an action plan on childcare costs within the first 100 days of government. We're now in day 259, Taoiseach. Where is your plan? Where's the urgency you had in the election to deliver €200 a month childcare? Because it's not in the budget. And again, families shortchanged. Taoiseach, your broken promises have caused a lot of hurt out there. Because you don't get to raise people's expectation when you need their support, and then come back empty-handed when they need yours. Because that's just not good enough. And that's what you did. So, Taoiseach, I'm going to ask you here today, do you get it why so many workers out there are so angry with what you have delivered in the budget? And do you understand that they feel really, really let down by your litany of broken promises?
Well, thanks very much, Lasca and Corla. And before I answer that question, I too want to take an opportunity to welcome the developments in relation to the Middle East overnight, to welcome the announcement that Israel and Hamas have now agreed on the first phase of a ceasefire and a peace deal for Gaza. We're now at a critical moment where we all hope and pray that we can see an end to this brutal, horrific humanitarian catastrophe, the bloodshed, an end to the killing, and into the famine, and also all of the hostages released. It is a day of hope for the people of Gaza after the darkest of times. And this morning, I've directed my own officials to now prepare for a substantial contribution and effort to Gaza to assist in the humanitarian effort that's going to be required immediately. And right now, in the here and now, a consignment of 1,500 tents is being loaded by the IOM in Amman today for delivery into Gaza in the coming days, including indeed 750 tents from Ireland's humanitarian stocks. And we will not be found wanting in doing more as well. Can I thank the Deputy for raising the issue of the budget and, of course, completely reject the way in which he framed the budget? Because what he doesn't tell the people at home is that his alternative plan proposed 23 new taxes. 23 new taxes at a cost of €3.3 billion in terms of economic impact, that it would have, and not my view, the view of anybody who can understand economics, would have risen inflation in this country by spending €4 billion more. And what happens when you rise inflation? You increase everybody's cost of living. So in your economically illiterate way of assisting people with the cost of living, you actually would have hurt people with the cost of living. And that's why when we had a general election, people rejected your economic philosophy. They said, no, thank you very much. And they also heard what we said. And they heard what Pascal Donoghue said during the general election as well. When we said, yes, we want to do measures on income tax. But we put in black and white in the programme for government that if it was a choice between doing certain things or doing income tax, we'd choose the other things, because we've got to keep this country safe. You've only asked me about tariffs once at leaders' questions. Once. You never want to discuss the economy. You never want to discuss the global headwinds that this country faces. We've got to keep our country safe. And there's people watching in on this programme today, and they remember what it was like when wrong choices were made at budgets. They remember what it was like when too much money was spent. They remember what it's like when people didn't manage the country prudently as well. So what we did in this budget was set out to deliver a five-year programme for government. And it is a five-year programme for government. You're conveniently picking up our programme for government, saying, why have you not done everything in 1 year that you said you'd do in five? That's not how it works. We need to be a little bit honest here. What we've done is we've taken steps to help those most in need. Take the issue of fuel poverty, extending the fuel allowance to 50,000 more people. We regularly discuss that issue. I'm sure you welcome that fact. Embedding a reduction in college fees permanently so students don't have to wonder what will it be this year. It's now on a downward trajectory, and that's embedded, and it's being extended to apprentices. We are going to deliver on the €200 per month per child commitment in the lifetime of this government. That's what we said we'd do. It's what you said you'd do. It's what we all said we'd do. But we also have to make sure we deliver the capacity, that we have the places. That's why there's 21 commitments in the programme for government, and we're working through them already. In this budget, we actually delivered funding to significantly increase the number of childcare places. That's really important, and I regret you didn't do that in your alternative. Reducing the cost of childcare and not having a childcare place isn't much use to anybody either. So if you actually look, and this budget's been completely misrepresented by you, look at what the likes of the CEO of Inclusion Ireland said yesterday morning when she welcomed the significant uplift in funding, over €680 million extra for disability services, 1.5 billion more for our health services, more than 800 million more for our education system. Investing in public services, targeting the resources at those who most need them, particularly around the issue of child poverty. I must say I was very disappointed with your lack of ambition on the issue of child poverty, when you would have done a hell of a lot less than we would have done. Looking at what you said you'd do on child support payments, you promised the people you'd do €12.50 for the under-12s. Your pre-budget submission only did 6. We delivered 8. Thanks. So let's get real here.
Deputy Doherty.
So, seriously, Tánaiste, do you really believe all that? Do you really believe all that? You talk about honesty. Let me read back your words. This is before the election. So maybe you don't put much credence in this. Fine Gael, wait till you hear what you've promised the people. Increase the higher tax band threshold. We will raise the point by which a worker enters the higher tax band by at least 2,000 each year.
Every year.
Each year. That's what you promised. You promised a plan in relation to childcare costs within 100 days. You have no plan. You have broken promise after promise after promise, because that is what Simon does. He says what needs to be said at a point in time and forgets all about it. The families of scoliosis know that, and now the workers right across the state know what you're all about. 2.5 million workers abandoned in this budget. And I put it to you, at a time when you make tax breaks available to investors, to banks, to developers, to landlords, why did you consciously decide to leave workers worse off in this budget? That is shameful, Minister. That is shameful what you've done. And you have broken your promise. Can you explain to me why you made a pledge that you would lift the burden on workers and decided consciously that you favoured the developers, the investors, the landlords over the people who are out working and building our economy?
I'm delighted that the Sinn Féin party is now in favour of actually reducing tax on work. It's something that my party found a very lonely journey over the last several years, as you opposed every time we did it. But you might read the programme for government, where it specifically says if it comes to a choice in relation to investment in public services over tax, we know which we will do. Because right around, we did, because we believe. Now, you're going to talk about
the town
planner.
I'm going to use my time if that's okay, last year. Corla. The town planner, you hear the town planner yesterday on Morning Ireland talking about how the measures we've done will actually help build more apartments. You want to build more homes, you spend half your time objecting to them. You say you want to treat housing as an emergency, we treat it as an emergency, using the tax code to stimulate viability. 23 new taxes proposed by you, €3.3 billion more. An alternative budget that would blow our economy. The people rejected it. Thanks very much. We're going to keep this country safe. We're going to develop and invest in our public services, deliver our homes, and we will deliver our promises in that programme for government over 5 years. Just because you say it so doesn't make it so.